Jack Welch, the spirit of the world's number one CEO. Throughout my 41 years at GE, I've had many ups and downs. In the media, I've gone from prince to pig and back again, and I've been called many things. In the early days, when I worked at our fledgling plastics group, some called me a crazy, wild man. When I became CEO 2 decades ago, Wall Street asked, "Jack who?" When I tried to make GE more competitive by cutting back our workforce in the early 1980s, the media dubbed me Neutron Jack. When they learned we were focused on values and culture at GE, people ask if Jack has gone soft. I've been number one or number two Jack, services Jack, global Jack, and in more recent years, Six Sigma Jack and e-business Jack. When we made an effort to acquire Honeywell in October 2000, and I agreed to stay on through the transition, some thought of me as the long in the tooth Jack, hanging on by his fingertips to his CEO job. Those characterizations said less about me and a lot more about the phase our company went through. Truth is, down deep, I've never really changed much from the boy my mother raised in Salem, Massachusetts. When I started on this journey in 1981, standing before Wall Street analysts for the first time at New York's Pierre Hotel, I said I wanted GE to become the most competitive enterprise on earth. My objective was to put a small company spirit in a big company body, to build an organization out of an old line industrial company that would be more high-spirited, more adaptable, and more agile than companies that are 1/50th our size. I said then that I wanted to create a company where people dare to try new things, where people feel assured in knowing that only the limits of their creativity and drive, their own standards of personal excellence, will be the ceiling on how far and how fast they move. I've put my mind, my heart, and my gut into that journey every day of the 40-plus years I've been lucky enough to be a part of GE.